It's the Locked On Podcast Network. Local experts on the biggest stories.
Locked On Vikings on the Locked On Podcast Network. Welcome to the show, everybody. Episode 436. My name's Sam Ekstrom, at Sam Ekstrom on Twitter. The long-suffering offseason is nearly complete. 1 week till rookies report to Egan, and then veterans 3 days after that. It's right around the corner. 1 week left of the abyss, as it's called. Not much content to fill shows with lately. I know Sage has been traveling a lot. It'll be fun to catch up after his endeavors and see what he's been up to, including QB Collective, where he went out, I believe, to California to groom young passers with fellow quarterbacks and coaches. That's a really cool project that we're excited to catch up with him about. But for today, I'll visit a bit of data that I wrote about at zonecoverage.com, where you can actually become a subscriber for $2.99 a month and get full access to all this content. We've also got Arif Hassan's training camp guide dropping this week. We had Arif on last week to preview it. Go back and listen to that show if you haven't heard it yet. It's a ton of Vikings content, the pros and the cons of every player, and special feature articles. That'll be all at zonecoverage.com. Today's episode sponsored by Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E. Core Essentials makes the best belt you'll ever own. What makes the Core Track belt so awesome? No belt holes. That's right. Instead, their belts use a hidden track in the back of the belt with over 40 size points to choose from. Ever wonder why your pants slip and turn that waistline into a gut? Every day, as you work, walk, eat, play, your waist size fluctuates in and out just a little at a time. The Core Track belt adjusts to match your waist exactly. Each point on the Core Track belt is just a quarter inch apart. That simple, small innovation means you get a precise, steady, and comfortable fit every time you put it on. Removing or adjusting your track belt is simple. Pinch the small tab under the buckle. Core's patented design also makes it easy to remove the buckle or swap styles. Core Track belts ship one size to fit every waist from 24 to 44 inches with an XL belt that goes up to 54 inches. You adjust the size yourself using their easy guide. They've got fashion belts, smooth belts, stylish assortments, and Core's men's belts carry a 30-day money-back guarantee and a full one-year warranty against all defects, unusual wear, or breakage. So, you're covered. You're going to love it. You're going to want to get rid of all your other belts. It's CoreEssentials.com to learn more and get your own Core Track belt. See firsthand why it's the best. You'll never go back. Special offer for our listeners. Save 10% off your order when you use our code LOCKEDON at checkout. Core with a K, CoreEssentials.com. Use the code LOCKEDON to save 10% off your order. ZoneCoverage.com today, I did a little research project based around this premise. The Minnesota Vikings have not been able to find a franchise quarterback that is stuck. It was supposed to be Teddy Bridgewater. He got hurt. Then it was Sam Bradford. He got hurt. Then it was Case Keenum. He left in free agency. And the Vikings have had a different week one starter every year of the Mike Zimmer era. And yet, the Vikings have found a way to be a successful football team with very little quarterback consistency. That's rare. Vikings are 32-16 over the past three seasons, winning percentage of .667, and a different quarterback every year, and two different offensive coordinators now transitioning to another one this season and another new quarterback. So I've compiled the passing data over the past three seasons to see where the Vikings stand in terms of passing. And it's interesting because while many teams with quarterback inconsistency flounder, whether it's Denver post-Peyton Manning or Cleveland every year, or Chicago or the New York Jets, San Francisco 49ers, these teams are at the bottom in virtually every category in terms of passing stats and in terms of wins and losses. And the Vikings kind of break the mold here. The Vikings are one of the most efficient passing teams. Not one of the most explosive, but completion percentage, fewest interceptions, they're towards the top. second fewest interceptions in the league over the last 3 years. Second best completion percentage in the league the last 3 years. You can probably guess who's at the top in many of the categories. It's New England. And here's the crazy stat. The Vikings have 59 touchdowns and 22 interceptions over the past 3 years. That's a 2.68-1 touchdown-to-interception ratio, which is fifth in the league. The number two team in that category is Seattle. 2.84-1. 91 touchdowns, 32 interceptions. Great, great ratio. New England doubles it. 100 touchdowns, 17 interceptions over the past 3 years. A 5.88-1 ratio, touchdowns to interceptions. That's nuts. They're second in passing yards. They're top 10 in completion percentage. New England is in a different league. But Minnesota is the oddball here because all these other teams toward the top, New England with Brady, Green Bay with Rodgers, New Orleans with Breeze, Seattle with Russell Wilson, the Chargers with Phillip Rivers, they're dominating the top of these standings. And then you've got Minnesota, you know, 59 touchdown passes. They have not had high scoring quarterbacks, 59 touchdown passes. That is in the bottom seven of the league. But when you find a way to only throw 22 interceptions, you give your defense a chance to thrive. And that's the common thread, is that the Vikings have had tremendous defenses in that span. Over half the league has thrown over 40 interceptions over the past 3 years. Vikings are at 22. And they're one of three teams to have single-digit interceptions each of the 3 years. Kansas City and New England are the other two. So while the Vikings aren't throwing for as many yards, they're not attempting as many passes, they're completing their passes at a high percentage, and they're not making mistakes. They're not killing you with bad quarterback play, and I think you're going to get more of the same from Kirk Cousins. Where does Washington stand on the list? Washington is 10th in touchdown-to-interception ratio. They're 6th in total yards, and they're 3rd in completion percentage. They're tied for 11th in fewest interceptions. Definitely upper half in a lot of the main categories, and a lot of that is thanks to Kirk Cousins, who played every game the last 3 years for Washington. But the Vikings really are the anomaly, having found a way to win at a high level despite not having the highest-end quarterback play. They've had smart quarterback play. And there's some interesting tidbits on this chart, too. If you can mess around with it, it's sortable at zonecoverage.com. For instance, New Orleans has led the league in passing yards over the last 3 years. At the same time, they have the best completion percentage at over 70%. So they're throwing for mass, quantity, and accuracy. That's incredible. The Vikings were one of the only teams over the last 3 years to have a less than 3,000-yard season, which they accomplished in 2015, which kind of threw off a lot of their data. The Carolina Panthers have the lowest completion percentage over the last 3 years with Cam Newton, and only the Bills have completed fewer passes than them. And if you want a team that compares to the Vikings in terms of numbers, actually Buffalo is a very interesting comp. They've thrown touchdowns in the 50s, interceptions in the 20s, but they've completed about 150 fewer passes, and their record over the last 3 years is exactly 500. Cleveland has a touchdown-to-interception ratio less than 1-1. They're the only team in the league who can say that. And this was fascinating to me. 23 out of 32 teams last year decreased their passing total. So while we talk about how throwing the football is becoming more and more and more important, 23 teams pass less. And I'm sure there's other factors you can attribute to that, but that is a pretty overwhelming amount. It's over two-thirds of the league. Five teams have had three straight 4,000-yard passing seasons. Can you guess who they are? I think everyone might say the Saints, Patriots, correct? The Steelers, yep, they're in there too. The Chargers, number four, and number five, Matt Stafford and the Detroit Lions, 4,000 yards each of the last 3 years. That's published at zonecoverage.com, which you can check out today. Countdown's on to training camp 7 days from now. The rookies report. Thanks so much for listening to today's show. We appreciate it. Talk to you soon.